So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf discussed the location of Har Gerizim, Har Evel, at which the brachas uklolas were recited after the Yidden crossed the Yarden into Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara now elaborates on how they crossed the Yarden. Ketzur Avur Yisrael as a Yarden, b'chol yoyim aron eseya achar shnei degalim, u'levim noisin esa aron, v'hayoyim nasa tchila b'nasu kahanim. In all their prior travels in the Midbar, the Aron followed the first two groups and was carried by the Levim. On the day they crossed the Yarden, however, the Aron preceded all the Degolim and was carried by the Kahanim. V'kivin shenitfalu ragli Kahanim b'mayim, chazra mayim lachareim. And as soon as the Kahanim stepped foot into the Yarden, the waters immediately retreated and began to rise. V'kamo goyven shalmayim, shneim aser mil al shneim aser mil keneged machni Yisrael divrei Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that the water accumulated to a height of 12 by 12 mil, which is equivalent to the area of Machne Yisrael, because as Rashi explains, Shahu ba'avran mahalach erich machaneim, the water flow was delayed as long as was necessary for the entire Machne to cross over. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon disagrees and says, Malamit shayumayim nigdashin v'oilin, kipin agabi kipin, yesem ishalish meis mil, acharo oisin kol machi mizrach umayrif. The water's height exceeded even 300 mil, and was noticed by the kings from all around, because only in this amount could the entire Machne cross over. However, if the water had accumulated only Keneged Machne Yisrael, they could not all cross, because Boyin Mayim B'Shait V'Noisen, water moves much faster than a person, and it would have washed them away. As part of this discussion, the Gemara later introduces a machlokes whether Kichani Yasin Avru, as Rashi explains, Kol Rachav Machaneim Avru Yachad, they crossed the Yarden and traveled in the Midbar in the formation of their encampment, which was 12 by 12 mil wide, or Bezeh Achar Zeh Avru. They traveled in a straight line. The Brassic continues, Oidim b'Yarden amalem Yeshua du'u al-ma'atim oivir mesa Yarden, amanas shetirishu es yishvi ha'aretz mipneichem. While the Yidden still stood in the Yarden, Yeshua informed them that Hashem is performing this miracle for you to cross over only on the condition that you drive the Kananim, the current inhabitants of Eretz Yisrael, out of the land. Therefore, im atem oisin kein mutiv, v'en lav boin mayim v'shayt v'en oiseichem. Otherwise, the waters will wash you all away. Oid miyarden, omlen Yeshua, harim luchem ish evan achas al shechmoy, lemisbar shivti Yisrael. As Rashi explains, Yeshua instructed the Yidden to pick up 12 stones and set them in the river in the place where the Kahanim stood. These stones were left there, so the future generations remember that their ancestors miraculously crossed the Yarden. And then Yeshua told them, he told them to remove another set of 12 stones from the Yarden and bring them along to Har Gerizim v'Har Evel, where the Torah was inscribed on them. They were then brought along to Gilgal, where they were permanently erected as a monument to commemorate the crossing of the Yarden. Rabbi Yehuda relates that Abba Chalafta, Rabbi Elazar ben Masya, Bechananya ben Chachinoi, Omdu al Eis Navanim, Veshirim Kol Achas Va'achas Kula Karbom Sa. These Chacham actually stood at those stones and estimated that each stone weighed 40 Sa. Ugmiri de Tu'una de Midli Inish Liksafe Tilsa de Tu'une Hava. A person can carry a load that was placed on his shoulders that is three times the weight of a load that he picked up by himself, from which we see that the people in those times were capable of carrying a load of 120 sa. From here we can assess the weight of the grapevine that the Meraglim brought back from Eretz Yisrael, as the Gemara explains, Bishnayim Bishnei Moitis. The word Bishnayim refers to two rods, and Rabbi Yitzchak says, Trutani, v'trutani de Trutani. There were actually two levels, and each level had two rods. Therefore, Ha-Ketzad, Shmayna Nasu Eshkol, Echad Nasu Rimayn, V'Echad Nasu Te'ena, and Yeshua V'Kalav Lo Nasu Klum. Eight Meraglim carried the Eshkol on four rods, one carried the Rimayn, and one carried the Te'ena, while Yeshua and Kalav did not carry anything. Now, if one person can carry 120 saw, the Eshkol, which was carried by eight people, was 960 sa. The Gemara now digresses and elaborates on the topic of the Meraglim. The Pasuk states, Shalach lecha anashim, Rish Lakish explains, Shlach lecha midaitcha. Hashem did not instruct Moshe to send spies, but rather that he may send them on his own. Hashem would not request a matter that was bound to have a tragic ending. As a later pasuk states, V'yitav be'enai hadavar, be'enai v'loi be'enav shel makim. Reb Chiya bar Abba says, Miragim loy niskavnu ele l'beishasa shel Eretz Yisrael. The spies initially intended to report only the faults of Eretz Yisrael, as the pasuk regarding the Miragim states, V'yachperu lon v'sa'aretz, and another pasuk states, V'chafra ha'lavanu v'yishachama, a term of shame. The pasuk states, V'yalu b'negiv v'yovei ad chevron. The Gemara asks, V'yuvoyu mi'boylei. The pasuk should have said, V'yuvoyu, corresponding to V'yalu in plural. Why Vayavi in singular form? Melamich appears kalev matzas miraglim v'halach minishtateach al kibri avis amalhen avisai big shulai rachamim she'anotzel matzas miraglim. The pasuk refers to kalev who went to daven at the mi'aris machpela and asked the avis to intercede on his behalf to be saved from the miraglim's wicked intentions. However, Yeshua cried bikkush moishe lov rachamim shenema v'yikra moishe lehoishea binun yehoishua. Yeshua did not need to join Kalev because Moshe had already davened on his behalf. The pasuk states, "V'chevron sheva shanim nivnas alifnei tzoyin Mitzrayim." Chevron was built 7 years before tzoyin of Mitzrayim. Now, this pasuk cannot be understood literally because efsha adam bayin abayis lebnei katan koidim sheyivne lebnei gadol. Ham would not have built Chevron for his younger son Kenan before building tzoyin for his older son Mitzrayim. Therefore, the pasuk must mean shemevuna al achas mishiva b'tzoyin. The quality of the land of Chevron is 7 times greater than that of Tzoyin. And even though be'en lachad trashim achal eretz Yisrael yosim echevron, the haver kavri ba shechvi, Chevron has the roughest terrain in Eretz Yisrael, as evidenced by the fact that it's used mostly for burial grounds. And be'en lachad ma'ula b'chol aratzis yosim eretz Mitzrayim, shenem kegan Hashem ke'aretz Mitzrayim. The land of Mitzrayim is the most fertile in the world, as the pasuk compares Mitzrayim to Gan Eden, and ve'en lacha ma'ula b'chol eretz Mitzrayim yosim mitzoyin to have a marbu ba'malachim. Tzoyin was the choicest land of all Mitzrayim, as we see that it was the home of the kings. Va'falahachi Chevron mevuna al achas meshiva b'tzoyin. Nevertheless, Chevron is 7 times more fertile than Tzoyin. This discussion of the Miraglim continues in the next daf.